What's going on? It's the Ralphie Radio Show. You know, I'm sitting with Travis Clark, obviously, here from We the Kings. And what is used to be like a quarterly interview has turned, I think it's like biannual now.
I know.
And I only see it now like once a year. Like, what? Come on,
breaks my heart, man.
It's terrible. I think, I want to say Easter was the last time we chatted.
Well, I was telling you.
Home, right?
Yeah, we were. That's right.
Sunshine State of Mind. Yeah, the last time we talked, it wasn't even out.
That's true. That's true.
You had like just come out with the
title.
There
has actually been a lot that has gone on since we spoke last. We released the record, have this crazy interactive music video for our new single,
Say You Like
Me, that just charted.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations on that,
thank
by the
you,
way.
Man.
Was it like fifth straight single or something
fifth
like that?
Fifth consecutive
you
single at radio.
So it's tough to
you know,
do.
It's really
so.
Tough. And I know you understand it, but like a lot of people don't understand. Like when you are constantly battling like Beyonce and Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Rihanna, it's like really difficult to be one of the bands that breaks through. And we've done it 5 times in a row. A lot just because of the support that we get from you guys. It's
absolutely,
awesome.
Absolutely. Travis Clark from We the Kings here on the Ralphie Radio Show. It's been so long. You have a new member of the band too, right?
Yeah, actually, a couple. We decided to add someone. I was just going to straight up say that he was John Stamos, but he's actually not. He looks like the perfect mix between Wolverine from X-Men and John Stamos if they were to have an illegitimate child.
Then it would be one of the new members
yeah,
for
yeah.
We the Kings.
He's
awesome.
He's got like the sideburns like Wolverine and the claws, and then he has the appearance of, you know, Uncle Jesse or something like that. And then one of our good friends, Charles Trippy, is playing bass for us. So we just kind of continue to add to the system.
Is it tough to add a new member to the band at this point where you guys have so many songs and you had the core of the band? I mean, I know really it was only like subtract one, add two.
Right.
But the core of the band with all those songs toured for so long. I mean, you guys are constantly on the road playing those songs together.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this would be the same thing as adding, you know, a crew member or something like that. Just someone that's going to travel with you. The way that we've always done it, we've always brought in people who have been really good friends of ours. So it's not like you have to meet like a brand new person and see how they live. Like we've known them, you know, the people that we've brought in our entire lives, including our crew. Our crew are some of our best friends that we've brought from home and from, you know, other bands that we've met on the road. So it's kind of cool. It's not the smartest thing to do to constantly tour that way, but we just like, you know, touring with our friends and being in an atmosphere where it only almost kind of feels like home.
Now, you say that's not the smartest thing to do. It's obviously worked out for you guys, though. I mean, I get you don't want to mix like friends.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if something goes wrong on stage and we have to be like, hey, listen, you're not doing your job correctly. It's like, it's tough to say that to a friend.
Uh-huh.
It's tough to say it to an employee, but, you know, like sometimes, like, we would never ever look at them as employees. You know, we look at them as friends. So it's difficult sometimes to set like a rule or something, you know.
Travis Clark from We the Kings here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So what are your plans for the holidays, man?
I am hopefully going to go home and sit under the Christmas tree with my brand new nephew.
Congratulations.
It's Uncle Travis from We the Kings.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And
we already talked about Uncle Jesse, so now we
Now I'm Uncle Travis. So my older sister just had her very first kid, and it was a boy, and his name is Chase, and I'm like literally just the most proud person, like proud uncle.
Absolutely.
I love it. So hopefully I will be there for his first Christmas.
Gotcha. You guys already starting to plan stuff for 2012 as well, or?
Definitely. We are. Our 2012 schedule is so insane right now. It's it starts off in South America with Taking Back Sunday on a co-headliner tour. Brazil, Argentina, Chile, Peru, and I believe Colombia. And then we come back to the States and we're doing a co-headliner with Mayday Parade through the U.S. and I think Canada. And then we go to mainland Europe with Simple Plan. So it's like Portugal, Spain, France, Italy, Austria, Holland, Germany.
How many passports have you gone through yet?
I just continue to add that because I really like keeping
that.
I just add the pages.
Oh, okay.
Because I love the stamps. And when they try not to give me a stamp, I'm just like, hey, will you stamp my passport? Because it's like,
oh, so you go on your way to get it.
Yeah, yeah.